In case you missed the show with Gene Danker and Edward Russell,
hear it on the podcast.
We'll catch you up right now.
Animals, animals. Are we human?
Okay, here it is. Is this an animal or human making the sound? We do have, yeah, that bird entry from Millier.
I think.
I think it's a bird sound.
This one coming through, really thought about it, have you, Stanley? You said it sounds too mechanical to be an animal. Human operates malfunction music box.
Oh!
I mean, that's very... I like the fact that you've really thought long and hard about this, but it is a human or an animal. It's not a musical box, that's for sure.
I like Eddie's answer. Eddie says sounds like a potato. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that.
I've never heard a potato make a noise before, but okay.
And actually, we do have a correct answer to this from Sherman, but I'll play the clip one more time, okay? Here it is. Animal or human? And the answer is, it is an animal.
Congratulations, Sherman. Yeah, it's a ptarmigan, I think I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
It looks like they're small white birds that kind of look like little seagulls, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, you know what? They're also known as snow chicken in the U.S., and in part of Japan, they're referred to as thunderbirds. I think simply because of the way they all sound together, I think they're just so loud and noisy. And they feed from the ground very much like chickens.
You know what they remind me of? The penguins in Madagascar a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But they all kind of waddle together.
Yeah, can you just imagine like a whole team of them making the sound?
I don't even know. Are they saying something to each other? Is that how they communicate?
First it was hello.
Okay, so that's the only word they have in their vocabulary.
Anyway, if you did guess animal, hey, 1,000 points for you.
Cartoons, entertainment news.
So, Suki Waterhouse has given birth to her and Robert Pattinson's first baby. They were spotted out for a walk in Los Angeles. Robert was pushing a stroller while Suki was by his side walking. And back in November, she announced her pregnancy in such a cute way. They were at a music festival in Mexico City, and she said she thought she'd wear something sparkly to distract everyone from something else that's going on. While doing that, she was gesturing towards her baby bump. But congratulations to the couple.
Yeah, meanwhile, Jake Gyllenhaal is a big Patrick Swayze fan. Now, Gyllenhaal is currently starring in a remake of Roadhouse, and the original 1989 movie starred the late Patrick Swayze, who died in 2009. Jake said, "I think I've watched Roadhouse probably like 10 times. I watched Point Break maybe 500 times." But he said the one movie that stands out to him is 1987's Dirty Dancing. He said, "Maggie, my sister, took me to see Dirty Dancing in the theater, and we saw it 3 times in a row in the same weekend." Now, Gyllenhaal featured alongside Patrick Swayze in 2001's Donnie Darko, and he said, "I realized I was raised by him. He was always so kind to me. He was always so supportive and kind." Aww.
It's time for your 6:15 WooSA.
Yes, it is WooSA time on a Wednesday, and here is today's quote for you. The happiest you've ever been won't be the happiest you'll ever be. Oh God, I hope so. Let's take a deep breath now, Singapore. Breathe in. We called her a couple of times, so she didn't pick up the phone, so we had to pick 2 new contestants today. I want to say hi to Zach. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Well, so good. Thank you, Jay, for answering my call. Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Yeah. Hi, Zach. Tell us something about yourself.
Okay, anyway, I'm Zach. I'm 55 years old. I'm working at SMRT. And I'm a soccer fan. And I love travel, and I love to listen to Class 95.
Woo! Wow. Fantastic. Woo!
That's everything about your life. Good job, Zach. You're coming up against Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hey, hello. Hi, Gina. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi, all the listeners of Class 95.
I love it. We get the 2 chattiest contestants together. Hey, Lee, yeah. Tell us a bit about you. We want to know a bit about you. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically I am doing sales. Yeah, so I just end the work, now heading out for dinner. Yeah.
Okay, Lee and Zach, we are playing for the $150 Pura Brasa dining vouchers, and it's a vibrant Spanish restaurant located at Guoco Tower.
Yeah, don't miss out on their set lunch menu as well. It's available daily from 12 to 3pm. You can find out more at purabrasa.singapore. Alrighty, Zach and Lee, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here comes question number one. There was a snaking queue outside Ion Orchard for the launch of the Snoopy themed Moon Swatch. But what type of animal is Snoopy?
Lee.
Dog. Yes.
It's Mariah Carey's birthday today. Complete the name of her most famous song, All I Want for Christmas Is.
Lee. You.
Yeah.
Paris has brought back their annual waiter race after a 13-year hiatus, but where does a waiter work at?
Lee. A restaurant, bar.
Yeah, cafe. You got it, yeah.
In the new episode of Drive to Surprise, which came out yesterday, I drove Jean to RDA Singapore. But what type of animals were we interacting with?
Lee.
Dogs. No.
Wow, clearly no one's watched the video. Oh dear.
Horses. Last train and bus timings have been extended on the eve of Good Friday, but what do we call our trains in Singapore?
Zach. SMRT?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if anyone's going to get that, it's Zach. Singapore lost 4-1 to China in the second leg of their World Cup qualifier match. Are our players known as the Tigers or Lions?
Zach.
Lee.
Jack.
Harry Potter Visions of Magic is coming to RWS year end, but which island of Singapore can you find RWS?
Jack.
Zach.
RWS, right?
Yeah,
wait. Sentosa?
Yeah, you got it. All right, looking at our scores. Alrighty, so Lee's got 1, 2, 3, 4. Zach's got 2. Lee, you did it. Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, well done, Lee.
Congratulations, Lee. You've won the $150 Pura Brasa dining voucher. Who are you going to bring along to enjoy that lovely meal with you?
Probably my family, or my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. We're going to choose between your family and your girlfriend. What a tough choice. Good luck.
Bring them all. Just bring them all. But hey.
Enjoy, Lee.
Yeah, Zach, would you come back tomorrow to play the quiz again with us?
Yeah, of course. I will all the way.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you guys for playing today. Appreciate it.
Diving into
our pom pom basket. Pom pom basket time.
Jennifer, congratulations, you're our winner today. And you say a hello from Sydney. Just wanted to share the one thing that made me smile, guys. It's pretty wholesome this time around. I finally embarked on my first solo trip. Aww. Fantastic. Always been curious, but scared of the idea of solo traveling, considering I feel like I'm a skinny, weak girl who also barely knows any self-defense techniques, LOL. But I'm so thankful that it has been a really great time for me so far. I even went out to buy myself flowers today. Thanks for the picture of it. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, just love yourself sometimes and love the situation you're in.
And you continue to say, been wanting to buy myself flowers for many years now, but never actually did it. So I'm happy I'm pushing myself to do things I've always wanted to for a while. So long story short, I guess I could say I made myself smile today. Man, Jennifer, we love your entry and happy holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. And the world isn't such a scary place. I'm glad you found that out, Jennifer. Congratulations. You've won that pair of tickets to Art Science Museum's exhibition when you come back from Sydney, I guess.
Yeah, congratulations to you. If you want more information about what's happening at the Art Science Museum, do check out Art Science Museum SG on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to the Catch Up Podcast of Cartoons with Gene and Ed. Enjoy the ride. This is Class 95.